Broadcast journalism lost one of its best this week with the death of Edward Bliss Jr. Ed began writing for newspapers in Ohio in the 1930s. He joined CBS News during World War II, wrote for Edward R. Murrow in the 1940s and 50s, worked on CBS Reports with Fred Friendly, and was the founding editor of the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
He was one of the few who really applied the highest standards and the highest talents of journalism to the editing function. I have long felt that in radio and television particularly, there isn't enough editorial judgment directed by a professional editor in most productions. But Ed was an old-timer. He scanned the copy, studied the copy for the use of words, the form of the sentences, the accuracy of the detail, all of those functions that the old-time newspaper editors had displayed in the newspaper trade that we didn't see enough of in broadcasting.
Walter Cronkite speaking yesterday from New York City. Their program was network television's first half-hour nightly newscast. In 1968, Ed left CBS to teach broadcast journalism at American University here in Washington. I was his graduate assistant 31 years ago, and my fellow students included future NPR colleagues Alex Chadwick and David Malpas. Ed was the sweetest man any of us ever knew, yet he was uncompromising about writing. Alex recalls that he and David visited Ed some years later.
David had a new car with those cardboard license plates on it still. And, of course, we were so proud to be actually driving around in a new car that we took it over and stopped by Ed's to show him the new car. And he came out to admire it and kind of offer some praise to David for being able to actually make enough money as a journalist to buy a new car. And he stood there for a while looking at the car and then more and more looking at that license plate. And he slowly took a pen out of his pocket and went over and crouched down in front of the car. And in between that bare space on the cardboard, between 30 and day, he drew a little hyphen.
There were no small mistakes with Ed. All mistakes were equally bad. Ed Bliss's students included Gene Cochran, Jackie Judd, and hundreds of others now working in newsrooms across America. Many of us can't write a sentence without thinking whether Ed would approve. He kept writing throughout his so-called retirement. His books included a writing textbook and a history of broadcast journalism. Less than 2 years ago, a publisher brought out Ed's book about his father, a medical missionary in China, where Ed was born. Just 2 weeks ago, at age 90, Ed signed a contract for a book about caring for his late wife, Lois, an Alzheimer's patient. That book will be out in a few months. Ed was honored by the Society of Professional Journalists and the Radio Television News Directors Association. Ed Bliss died Monday night in Alexandria, Virginia.